Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The air quality control zone in Fairbanks will have burn bans under stricter new regulations aimed at smoke pollution and adopted by the Borough Assembly late Thursday night. The vote was 6-2 on a measure that reduces the concentration of particulates known as PM2.5 that will cause an air quality alert, triggering burn bans. Voting no were Assemblyman Lance Roberts and Guy Satley. Multiple scientific studies report that PM2.5 is a minuscule particulate that lodges deep inside the lungs and has been linked to various heart and lung illnesses when breathed over time. North Pole has had multiple burn bans since last winter. Fairbanks has had none. The ordinance, sponsored by Borough Mayor Carl Castle, reduces the concentration of PM2.5 that would prompt an air quality alert from 35 micrograms per cubic meter to 25 micrograms per cubic meter. Multiple local officials said reducing the threshold will result in burn bans in Fairbanks. PM2.5 is the reason the air in Fairbanks and North Pole is being monitored and the data turned over to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The ordinance also dialed back exemptions, namely the one where people can resume burning wood or coal after the temperature gets 15 below or colder. It also got rid of one of the stages of the air quality alert system, making it a two-tier system. Under the new rules, a partial burn ban is required under a Stage 1 air alert. That means only clean-burning EPA-certified stoves are allowed to burn. Under a Stage 2 air alert, none can burn. The air quality control zone runs north from the Tanana River to the ridge above Farmer's Loop. To the east, it includes Badger Road and North Pole. To the west, it stops south of Chena Ridge Road. Two House Republicans proposed stripping the Alaska Gas Line Corporation of more than $10 million this week during a Finance Committee meeting. In the end, the proposals were tossed out, but they served as a warning shot to the corporation, which has seen its finances come under increased scrutiny from lawmakers working to trim the state's budget. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more in Juneau.
In some ways, the first proposal to strip funding from the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation wasn't a surprise. The corporation is currently being audited by a legislative committee, and its president has appeared before lawmakers who questioned the corporation's perceived lack of financial transparency. In a House Finance Committee meeting this week, North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson proposed cutting more than $10 million from the state's operating budget earmarked for the corporation.
It doesn't belong in the operating budget. And not just that, I think the bigger discussion is, what project are we talking about and what one are we funding at this point?
She's referring to the two separate funds the legislature has funneled money into for two separate gas line projects. One, a smaller diameter in-state pipeline. The other, the massive Alaska LNG project that would pipe gas down from the North Slope and then ship it to markets in Asia. And lawmakers have continually questioned whether the corporation has been mixing money from both accounts. Anchorage Republican Lance Pruitt proposed a budget amendment similar to Wilson's. And both Pruitt and Wilson say they aren't looking to defund the corporation, but they don't want to see the state paying for it out of its operating budget. And Wilson's amendment was shot down on a bipartisan 7-3 vote, and Lance Pruitt withdrew his after that vote. And the corporation isn't asking the legislature for any more money this year. But it has asked lawmakers to approve a transfer of funds from its in-state gas line project to the Alaska LNG project. And corporation spokesperson Rosetta Alcantara says it's not clear what the agency will do if that transfer isn't approved.
We haven't fleshed out a plan.
She says the corporation would try to use the funds it currently has, but didn't elaborate on how. Alcantara says the corporation has taken steps to be more transparent to lawmakers. She says it's been giving bi-monthly reports to legislators. I'm Rasha McChesney.
Alaska lawmakers are considering rolling back some provisions of a criticized crime reform bill that passed last year. The Senate Judiciary Committee this week heard comments on a Senate bill that aims to fix problems members of law enforcement found in last year's Senate Bill 91, which scaled back punishments for a number of low-level crimes in an effort to reduce prison populations. The Criminal Justice Commission is considering increasing the presumptive sentencing range for first-time Class C felony convictions from 0 days to a year, among other increased sentences. Senate Bill 54 would also reverse last year's law, which removed jail time for first- and second-time convictions for thefts totaling less than $250. Committee members said increasing the penalties will give judges more discretion during sentencing. In public hearings, supporters of SB 91 urged lawmakers to give the law more time to work in conjunction with reinvestment in treatment and diversion programs. Law enforcement officials said otherwise. Soldotna Police Chief Peter Mlinarik said his department has seen thefts increase since SB 91 reduced penalties. He said that any changes made to the criminal justice system need input from law enforcement. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.